Joining us right now is a community builder. Many people know him as the barber on Broadway, but he's more than that. He is the owner of Wilson's Image and also the heart and soul behind Wilson's Image Collar Scholarship Program. Please welcome Mr. Tito Wilson to our show this morning. Hello.
Good morning, Freddie Bell. How are you this morning?
Unbelievable. Glad you're with us this morning. You've got a big event happening on April 15th, and you're bringing together some really heavyweights in our community. Tell us about that.
So I connected with True Pettigrew. He's the big guy over at Minnesota Timberwolves and the Minnesota Lynx. So we actually had an event in the shop early last year where we brought in Chief Brian O'Hara and some other officers. You know, we brought him into the barbershop to have, you know, Brian O'Hara, he was still kind of relatively new at the time we brought him in. So it was kind of like introducing him to more people, you know, in different parts of the city that may have not known him yet. And so it was an opportunity for him to come in and talk to community about, you know, what the police are doing, how they're trying to solve crime, so on and so forth. So, it, you know, me and True, we had a conversation. We realized that, you know, that conversation had taken place a while ago, and we needed to bring it forward again. You know, so we planned this event for April 15th for him to come in and, you know, talk about. It's really about, you know, police and community building, police and community relationships. So that's what the whole goal is, come in and talk to community. You know, we got people from different sectors coming in and talk. So it's really about, you know, kind of like an all hands on deck, you know, relationship building, how we can get to the root of some of this crime that happened here is right in our community.
Everyone, we're talking with Tito Wilson, and he's hosting, along with True Pettigrew from the Minnesota Timberwolves organization. It's called Build Bridges of Trust and Legitimacy Between Minneapolis Police and the Black Community in Minneapolis. This is happening at the barbershop at 2126 West Broadway at 6 o'clock. How many people are you looking to be there? You have a fairly large barbershop there for community.
Yeah, I think we've invited about 70, 80 people. You know, we probably will get about half of that. You know, but if everybody comes, that would be great. you know, but yeah, so you know how it is. You send out a big list and then, you know, you get what you get. So, you know, we're just trying to really kind of like show the importance of having community, you know, in this conversation with the police. So, yeah, we invite out a lot of people from different sectors, man, to get a well, robust conversation.
You mentioned this is the second time that you've held a forum with Police Chief Brian O'Hara. But holding community forums is nothing new to Tito Wilson and what you do at the barbershop. You've been bringing people together for quite some time.
Absolutely. We had with the former chief, Arredondo, we had events in the barbershop where he came in, and the former sheriff, Hennepin County Sheriff, I think it's, what was his name? Hutch.
Yes. Hutch,
they came into the barbershop. And so, you know, we've kind of been doing this stuff for a while. And, you know, we've had community conversations around education, where we've brought in the former Minneapolis Public School Superintendent, Ed Graff, when he was new. You know, it various times, depending on what's happening and, you know, what we need to get to the heart of. You know, we try to host conversations in the shop, man, to bring awareness and build relationships and, you know, get connections and things like that. So, you know, the barbershop for me has always been more than just a place for people to come and cut their hair. You know, we're right here centered in the community, in the heart of North Minneapolis. So, you know, we want to kind of be at the forefront of some of the issues and see how we can tackle them. So, yeah, the barbershop has been a perfect venue for those type of conversations.
You've had a lot of conversations and you've helped a lot of students, too. Talk about your scholarships and your partnership with U.S. Bank.
Oh, U.S. Bank, you know, so let me deal with that one first. U.S. Bank, so I've been building a relationship with U.S. Bank over, like, literally, I would say, like, the last, like, 2 years. And, you know, I got a couple mortgages with U.S. Bank. You know, I mean, I wanted to do something more. Last year we did an event in the barbershop where Greg Cunningham and a lot of people that work with him, they wanted to have a conversation in the barbershop with students from North Minneapolis. because, you know, the U.S. Bank, they're in the process of having this big, you know, I don't know what to totally call it, but they're trying to do some things where they kind of reimagine North Minneapolis, what it could be, you know, the different ways that they could help people in business serve North Minneapolis. You know, I think they're getting into like home ownership in different areas also. So we had this conversation in the shop, and they wanted to hear from the youth. So we got about, I believe, if I remember correct, I think it was about 10 youth from a couple different high schools. They came into the barbershop, and I hosted, you know, I hosted and moderated this conversation. And we just really went around to all of the students, just asked them, what is it they want to see in North Minneapolis? You know, it's one thing to hear from adults, you know, us that are out here, we work every day, we have businesses, you know, the various things that we do. They wanted to hear from the youth and, you know what it is that they wanted, you know. So it was a very nice, well-rounded conversation. The youth really poured in, you know. Sometimes you think youth may be nervous or they don't really know what to say. Man, we had some brilliant kids in the shop, and they really laid out some visions of things that they really wanted, things that they want to see, and how U.S. Bank could help bring those things forward. So that was a great conversation. So that's what I've been, you know, then, like I said, with U.S. Bank also, you know, just building, you know, I'm kind of got some development plans going on. You know, like I said, I already got a couple mortgages, you know, one of my homes mortgaged with U.S. Bank. My barbershop is mortgaged with U.S. Bank. So just, you know, just really kind of building that personal and business relationship with them.
Relationships is what it's all about. Talk about the scholarship.
Yep, scholarship. So we started the scholarship in 2018. And literally, Freddie, you know, when I started that scholarship fund, it was just out of my own pocket. It was going to be two kids from North Minneapolis, male and female, that would get $500 each. And, you know, the money just started pouring in. I had, at that time, I hadn't asked anyone for a dollar, man. I was just literally just going to start it that way. And it just started to grow organically. And so, like I said, we went from just the thought of giving two kids, you know, $500 each to that first year being able to give five kids $1,000 each. And it's just grown every year since then. And this current school year that we're in, we've done so much fundraising and people just kind of pouring in over the years that we were able to give 10 kids $5,000 each, so it would total $50,000. And so, you know, that just shows when you have a dream and it's for people, it's for kids, it's to help, you know, kids in North Minneapolis. People really want to see this community do well, and they want to see the people in this community thrive. So that's what the scholarship is. You know, it's really just an opportunity to pour into the youth right here in North Minneapolis. So we're gearing up for the fall school year. You know, so we're looking to bring at least 50,000 or more, you know, back. So I give kids more opportunities to get scholarships.
Wonderful thing. How can we get more information about all things Tito Wilson, Wilson's Image Scholarships and Conversations?
You know, so the scholarships, you can go right on my website, and it's WICScholarship.org, and that stands for Wilson's Image College Scholarship. So again, it's WICScholarship.org. I hope I can touch on this really quickly, Freddie. You know, we do our community event, the Live Your Healthy Life. And that's coming up August 10th, Saturday, August 10th from noon to 6. And that's just a community health block party where we close out the streets on West Broadway from Penn and Logan Avenue and just really activate the whole block, man, bring in a bunch of different healthcare networks. We bring in housing networks like Twin Cities Habitat for Humanity. We bring in banking, again, U.S. Bank. And last year, we also brought in First Independence Bank. So it's just an opportunity for all these organizations to pour into community. And again, that's happening Saturday, August 6th.
All right. We'll stay up to date on...
I'm sorry. I made a mistake. August 10th. Saturday, August 10th from noon till 6.
You got so many things going on. I understand. All right. Well, Mr. Wilson, Tito Wilson, thank you for being with us this morning and sharing about how you're supporting the community and how the community is supporting you as well. And we really appreciate you. And thank you for being on KMLJ this morning and sharing with the community. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for the time this morning. Have a good day and be safe out in the snow.
Will do. Thank you, sir.